everything cautiously, because any mistake he might make would see him supplanted as weapons master by one of the two eager upstarts. On and on the procession went. Finally, Mez Baris noted Gromph, surprisingly far back in the long line, riding a spectral mount of shifting hues and amorphous magic. It seemed a hell horse, then a Rothay-like creature, then something in between, then something entirely different. A smile creased Mez Baris's tight lips. Gromph hated Quenthal as much as she did, she knew, or thought she knew, and with the rise of the stature of wizards among Lolth's flock, he would be the downfall of Mez Baris's rival. "They will not dine with the Zorlarans," Priestess Te'Erul asked, when it was clear that the Baenri army was moving past the wizard spire of the third house and out of Kellart's Orl altogether. By that point, the Baenri line stretched all the way from the Baenri gate to the giant mushrooms that separated Kellart's Orl from the rest of the city.
"It is the Founding," Malak Doral reminded her with confidence. "They are to dine with a house that is not allied."
His voice faded with his confidence as the two priestesses stared at him with clear amusement that he would be so concerned with such a quaint tradition.
"Matron Mother Quenthal seeks to make new inroads, no doubt," said Mez Baris. "With the impending departure of the Zorlarans, she has perhaps finally realized her open flank."
She nodded as she spoke, confident of her assertions. House Zorlaran and House Baenri, first and third, surrounded Baris and El Armgo. But while both of the next houses in line, Faen T'labar and Mizrim, were allied with Baenri, the two remained bitter rivals, a competition that would only intensify with House Faen T'labar's greatest ally, House Zorlaran, removed from Menzo Baranzon. Indeed, the coveted rank of third house would be opened, likely for one of these to fill the void. In terms of the relationship between houses Baenri and Armgo, then, this could not be seen as good news for Matron Mother Quenthal. While Faen T'labar and Mizrim together might be more powerful than Zorlaran alone, the Matron Mother of House Baenri could never count on them, together or separately, to hold back the ambitions of House Baris and El Armgo as she had counted on Matron Xerath Zorlaran.
"And so the meticulous detail in the grand parade of Baenri," Mez Baris remarked quietly and nodded knowingly.
Her daughter and the weapons master stared at her.
"They try to project strength and order to quell the chaos that will surely reach Quenthal's front door."
Te'Erul's eyes popped open wide at that remark, and even dull Malak Doral caught on to the reference of Quenthal without the appropriate title offered in deference. Houses in Menzo Baranzon had gone to war for less. The march of House Baenri wove through every neighborhood in Menzo Baranzon, even up to the raised area of Tir Bresh, where stood the three houses of the Drow Academy, and then across the west wall, across the whole of the city, before winding back to the neighborhood known as Narben Delin, which was immediately across the mushroom forest from Kellart's Orl. From every balcony and every window, Drow looked on, and as was so typical of Menzo Baranzon, half did so with trepidation, the other half with appreciative nods at the constancy Baenri represented. The procession split as it neared Narben Delin, select guard groups taking position outside of House Fey Branch's opened gates. Only the royal group passed through, including the siblings, Quenthal, Sosumtu, and Gromph. Quenthal's daughter, Meriniel, weapons master, Anzarel Baenri, and patron Velchrist, Quenthal's current chosen mate and once a Zorlaran house wizard. Even if this had not been the Festival of the Founding, this particular group of six would not have walked with fear, though surely almost every drow who saw them coming would cower. Matron Birton Fay met them at the door, flanked by Manolin and patron Callaher. Birton seemed a bit surprised by the small number in attendance, and both Gromph and Quenthal caught a flash of something else. Annoyance? As Birton looked past them and noted the army the Baenris had set in place outside her compound. Matron Birton's stride revealed nervousness as she led the way to the dining hall, where a feast had been set out on a table flanked by nearly 20 chairs.
half were filled by Fey Branch nobles, the other half clearly intended for the Bayenries. Beerton waved her hand, a signal, obviously, to dismiss all but her closest family members.
Do let them all stay,
Matron Mother Quenthel whispered to her.
You may fill the rest of the chairs, if you please.
She looked at Manolin.
Your brother is not about. It would please me to see him again.
The uncharacteristic gesture rocked Manolin clearly, and she and her mother exchanged nervous glances, as if to silently question whether the Bayenries were gathering them all together for a slaughter.
We are the eldest two houses in the City of Spiders, Matron Mother Quenthel remarked. Time has frayed our bonds, it would seem. But in this new era of the goddess's resurgence, we do well to rewind those ties.
A flash of surprise and a flash of hope crossed Beerton's face, subtly, but Gromp certainly caught every bit of it. It was common knowledge that Xerath Sorlaren was already moving many of her resources to Gontalgrim, and whispers hinted that the pressure was on for Xerath to surrender her house rank and her place on the ruling council. Fey Branch was the sixth house of Menzo Baranzon, so surely in the line of ascension. Was Matron Mother Quenthel offering her support for the third rank? Gromph noted the gaze of Manolin Fey, which he returned with a tiny shrug. His indifference eliciting a bit of a snarl from the priestess. She was on edge, the Archmage realized, and he silently congratulated his sister, if he could still think of Matron Mother Quenthel as such, for her blunt and devious twist of the mood. Matron Beerton filled the chairs with the worthiest members of her house. The six Bayenries sorted themselves out among the group, mingling appropriately and not all in one area. Anzarel and Geldrin Fay, old friends from the academy, both heralded weapons masters, gathered at the far end with other warriors to discuss the recent events at Melee Magvir, while Patron Velchrist and Fey Branch House Wizard Zeknar led the discussion about the return of the Weave. Gromph, though, did not join his wizard fellows, and instead kept himself near to Matron Mother Quenthel, who sat at the head of the table, of course, with Matron Beerton to her right and Manolin Fey to her left. The food was scrumptious, the music magnificent and not overbearing, and the celebration handled with all the meticulous detail that one would expect of a noble house second only to House Bayenry in longevity and tradition among the ranks of Menzo Baranzon. As was customary, the conversation remained light, with few words of scorn for houses that were not in attendance, and with each of the main